This episode of the Coder Dojo podcast is brought to you by Audible.
Welcome to the Coder Dojo podcast.
Hello again and welcome to the Coder Dojo podcast. I am Kevin Smith and I am here with Kieran and Harry.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, hello, people.
We just did.
Yeah, okay. Moving into things. First is Netflix is making a 3D printing documentary.
That could actually be very interesting. Netflix is very good.
Yeah, I'm personally really interested in 3D printing.
I think I saw this project recently where the world's first ever 3D printed car is currently being made and it's being live streamed. I don't know if it's on right now, but it's on soon anyway.
We will find that if the live stream is on now and put it in the description.
Okay.
So starting September 26th, which is 2 weeks from today, Print the Legend, it is called, will be available for viewing. So yeah. Mojang, is going to be...
It's not confirmed, but...
Well, yeah, it's not confirmed, but it is rumoured that Mojang will be bought by...
Microsoft.
Which I am all for, yeah, except the ports. I mean, what are they going to do if Microsoft buy them? And they've got the Mac, iOS, yeah, Android, and PlayStation ports of them already up. And I mean, they're obviously going to keep the Windows and Xbox ones.
And apparently Notch won't be staying...
Yeah, that's what he said. Also, it's funny though, because I remember in 2012 he did a tweet saying, $2 billion, that's my price, $2 billion and I'll endorse your crap. And they're offering to buy Mojang for $2 billion now.
Fair enough.
And also, Notch has always spoken out against Microsoft. He's called them a big, scary American company that is fun to work with, but they're very corporate and he doesn't really like them.
I don't want them to be bought because... The whole point of
Minecraft is it's very indie.
Yeah, the whole point of Minecraft is it's an indie legend.
Yes.
It was an indie game.
It is made like
it's one of the most played games
ever
in the world. It's
and the multiverse.
I think we can safely say that the next generation of games
there's some sort of alternate reality where like the 2007 Sonic the Hedgehog game is the most played game ever.
2006,
sorry.
I think we can safely say that thanks to Minecraft and the fact that so many people are playing it, the next generation, not like the next console generation,
but the next
generation,
like, generation
the
of
five
games,
year,
yeah.
Like, the 5 year olds now, when they grow up and start making games, they're going to be very different to what we're seeing now.
Yeah.
Because the people who are making games now, they were playing Mario, Zelda, Sonic when they were growing up. But these kids were playing Minecraft.
Will probably be a lot more sandboxes, especially in the indie space.
Yeah, but
and
like,
I want
one
to
thing
see.
I'm looking forward to.
And I want to see. Go on.
Anyway, one thing I'm looking forward to is I play Minecraft. I have it on the PC and the Xbox, but on the Xbox, it's really, really rarely updated. So I'm hoping if Microsoft takes it over, they might pay more attention to it, because it is great fun to play with your friends on Xbox.
But again, part of the...
And we are back, because Harry knocked out the cable.
I didn't. Sorry. I didn't mean to, by any means. I thought that touching the table was okay.
Mm-hmm. We were talking about Minecraft. Mojang being...
Microcraft. Minesoft.
No. Yeah. We were talking about Mojang being bought out by Microsoft.
And the positive points of it.
And the not so positive points of it.
I hope they do on the Xbox. They update it way more often.
Well, Microsoft
like this could
that.
This could be great.
Yeah, that would be great
for
Xbox
and PC.
Like
but this
what
could
about
be great, but it could be catastrophic.
Yeah, what about
could,
Mac, Linux,
yeah,
iOS, Android, and PlayStation?
It could either make Minecraft even greater than it is, or absolutely destroy it.
Well,
so
it does depend on whose point of view you're looking at from. For people who only play it on PC and Xbox, for them this would be great. Mm. But I mean, Say, I've got the Touch edition. The PS4 edition is just out, and it's supposed to be really
and
good.
And another thing, this could if I'm okay, if Notch wants to leave, but still, the internet is going to brandish him as a sellout because he said that he doesn't like Microsoft, and the whole idea around Minecraft is that it doesn't have any constraints and that it's an indie hit.
Yeah.
And
but Microsoft is like the, well, bar maybe like
and
Apple.
And that it's an indie legend. He's going to be brandished as a sellout and someone who destroyed all that he had worked for just to make a quick buck.
Yeah,
yeah,
the thing,
his name's going to be painted black from now.
Well, a quick $2 billion.
Well, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't quick. He's been coding that game since he was like...
He hasn't been coding
yeah,
it for
he
like
doesn't.
The past 3 years.
No, but like when it first
he
came
started
out, he's been
it, yeah.
coding it for
yeah.
years.
Yeah.
So,
but
like,
the thing is
congratulations
that,
to him because he put a ton of hard work
yeah,
into that game.
But also I think that Microsoft isn't the worst company that it could sell Minecraft
yeah,
to either.
Right.
It's not
become,
the worst.
They've become a lot less corporate recently.
Yeah,
if you look,
that's because I think
they're also not doing so well.
Because I think their CEO left.
Yeah, no, but also they're not doing as well as they used to be. Microsoft used to own computers at a certain point, but now,
yeah.
especially Apple, is taking over from them. So they're having to introduce stuff like the Surface, which hasn't done so well sales wise. But they've tried, and then the third time that they tried the Surface Pro, it's supposed to be excellent. I haven't tried it.
I'm sorry. This may just be my Apple fanboyness showing slightly, but with the, like, yes, I will admit that Windows 8.1 fixes a lot of things that Windows 8 did wrong, and that Windows 8.1 is good. But another thing is, they have not had something huge in ages. Like, the biggest thing they've
come
to that...
I mean, Windows
that,
8 was going to be that.
But Windows 8 was going to be amazing, and then it did...
Meh.
Lucas here.
So basically, Microsoft have been sort of coasting off Word for the last couple of years.
Yeah, but they have been making a lot of money from Office and stuff like that, I suppose. But then again, the Surface is them trying to break into a new product category, because Microsoft typically doesn't make hardware, which I think was a very good move for them.
The new Surface looks okay.
The reviews all
good.
Say it's great,
yeah,
to be honest. Like, they're all giving it, like... Well, it depends on who you ask. Like, if things can give it, like, however many stars out of, like, 5, most people give it 5. If it's, say, IGN, they gave it, like, 8.7, I think,
no,
out of 10.
IGN. I'm not hating against IGN.
Yeah,
but
their reviews
but
are kind of
are
unreliable.
Paid.
Yeah, they get paid
to,
enough.
They get paid.
Yeah.
I know.
Review
yeah.
the product.
Aren't people
so the more they get paid, the better the review.
Yeah.
Okay,
so they're sometimes unreliable.
I wouldn't say Microsoft pays IGN to review
yeah,
this
well,
stuff, though, because IGN's a gaming website.
Yeah.
So
anyway, it's not really a gaming website.
It's primarily a gaming
it's
website.
Yeah.
It does
it's
comics as well.
It's primarily, but it dips its toes.
Into
like,
books and comics and movies.
It dips its... Yeah.
What does
yeah.
it actually stand for? Because IGN...
International
gaming
news?
Network.
News or network? I'm not sure which
either
one.
Of those.
They
yeah.
should change it to INN, International Nerd News.
Yeah, because it's not just gaming anymore. They do like movie reviews all the time and comic reviews every week. So it's kind of. But
well,
then again, IGN. When was the last time that you saw hard evidence that IGN got bribed? It bribed. I know that they got bribed for Battlefield 4, but
what did they get Battlefield 4?
They gave it like 8 point something, which is lower than a lot of people gave.
I haven't played
so,
Battlefield 4, but apparently loads of people have given it low scores.
No, but a lot of people have actually given it higher scores than IGN did. They've in the bribe thing that it was claimed, it said IGN forecast Battlefield 4 for Game of the Year. They really didn't. So, I don't know how valid that report was. I'm sure that IGN has taken bribes before, but then again,
it's
a lot of other websites have.
It's the Imagine Games Network. It was the Imagine Games Network. Now it's...
Just IGN. Because they don't need a...
I don't know. The name is now deteriorated into madness, so no one knows what it is.
So anyway, moving on. Before we go into the Apple event, we are going... Dell released a new tablet
Released.
Well, announced in
yeah.
the tablet.
Dell
made
Dell.
Tablet? Dell. Yeah,
Dell.
Made
sorry, Dell. What did I say?
You said, like, I think you said Dell.
You said Dell.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay,
so it's the thinnest tablet the world has ever produced.
I thought the Xperia Z2 was that, like, that was, like, 6 millimeters less?
Yeah, this is 6 millimeters. It's got gunmetal grey aluminium chassis, handily taking the crown from Sony's.
Wait,
six
is it chassis
point.
Or cases?
Chassis. Yeah.
James Bond out.
The tablet also comes with the world's, arguably, this is with a really good screen.
8.4 inches though.
8.4 inches. 2560 by 1600 OLED panel with colors to die for.
Whose notes are you reading?
Because
it says our Samsung Galaxy Tab S review.
Good question. I forget. I will link the source in.
Thing. Okay, so Dell tablets. My brother had one of those. What was it called? It was their old. A laptop convertible tablet thing. Dell Inspiron.
Oh yeah,
remember
okay.
that?
IGN is International Gaming News.
Okay, but it was pretty cool how you could like flip the screen to the thing. But it was a few years old. It wasn't that fast, and then it got smashed off a table. And now he's got a laptop that's like 15 years old and makes that thing look like some sort of powerhouse. But they've got some sort of new tablet convertible Windows 8 machine now, don't they?
Dell do. No. But not something that's weird. I don't know why you would want this, but it's a thing.
Wait, no,
a 500. There is a 512 gigabyte SD card.
Why? What would you put on an SD card? That's
you could put that into your
gigabytes.
You could put that into your DS and just into
wait,
your 3DS.
How many gigabytes is it?
512.
How much does it cost?
Why would you
it
need
cost
a 512
that's insane.
SD
it costs 350.
Card. No one... Well, actually, someone will buy it.
Yeah.
Know.
But
yeah,
that's not even the max. According to Secure Digital, the theoretical storage
that's what
capacity...
SD stands for, isn't it?
What?
SD stands for Secure Digital, doesn't it? They've got their own cards, that's weird. Anyway, go on.
Anyway... According to some sources, the theoretical max that you could ever put into an SD card is 2 terabytes. So I don't know why you would want this, but in a couple of years...
I've never stored anything on an SD card in my life.
Eventually, people might actually be able to use, like, Brontobytes on, like, an SD.
Might be able to use what?
Brontobytes.
What are they?
Yeah.
They're, like, a billion terabytes.
Okay, I'm pretty sure you won't be able to see that.
No.
Well, eventually.
Brontabyte.
Like 512 gigabytes.
I'm
that's
not saying in the next, like, 10 years, I'm saying, like, 50, maybe.
Still, why would you want to put a Brontabyte on? And they won't have SD cards in 50 years.
Anyway.
Yeah,
yeah.
Just
I mean, if you look at it
directly
I mean,
into your brain.
I mean, if
everything
it,
will be in the
are
cloud.
Are we putting games on record or something? So, it's not exactly...
For you, the listeners of the Coder Dojo podcast... Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their services. I personally recommend an audiobook. How about The Hunger Games? Okay. Basically, it's the equivalent of having almost every book ever written inside your head.
Warning, Audible does not contain all books ever written and shall not infest your head like a brain, Cormac.
Now, that might also sound kind of scary or creepy. But, it's brilliant. Check it out. Audible. In your head. Boom.
Hey guys, Kevin here, and I just want you all to know about Coder Dojo, the thing that we get our name from. Basically, if you want to learn how to code and make games and websites and other things about computers, then you should come down to Coder Dojo. It's completely free. There's people your age there, whatever age you are, from 6 to 16, from whatever age, and we're in tons of places, so chances are, near you, there is a Coder Dojo. And we're not just talking about in Ireland, we're in other countries too. So I highly recommend coming down to Coder Dojo and give it a couple of weeks. I guarantee you'll like it.
I
do not use SD
cards. Neither do I.
And I mean, the only reason I have SD cards is for my DS.
What do you use SD cards on the 3DS for?
So you can download games off the eShop.
Oh, okay.
And so that you can store pictures and
I suppose if someone wanted to download every 3DS game in history, they would do that, but I mean
anyway, moving on to the meat and potatoes of
is this the meat or the potatoes?
It is both. It is the meat and the potatoes.
So is the iPhone 6
potatoes,
the meat and the plus is the potatoes?
Peas.
Yes.
What
pizza are you thinking? So it must be the potatoes.
And what's the iWatch? The iWatch the peas.
I'm surrounded by idiots. All
right.
Anyway, so Apple announced some things at their September event. Let's go through them. First is the iPhone 6. Let's go through its specs.
It has,
screen. Yay. The six has a 6.9mm screen.
No, it's thin, it's 6.9.
Oh yeah, 6.9mm.
That'll be kind of pathetic.
Yeah. It's 6.9mm thick or thin, however you wanna put
thin.
That. It's 129 grams. It has Touch ID.
Well, it'd be kind of funny if they just got rid of the Touch ID consideration after they introduced it.
It can have 16 million colors, I think. It has an LED backlit IPS LCD capacitive touchscreen. Its screen size is 4.7 inches and has a roughly 326 ppi pixel density. Yes, it has multi-touch. It's shatterproof glass.
It's not sapphire glass though, is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's not sapphire.
That would have been really cool.
Yeah, I was actually kind of expecting it.
Anyway, the iWatch's got a sapphire glass screen.
Yeah.
Not the Apple Watch, sorry. I wish they'd just gone and called it the iWatch.
Yeah, I know. It does not have a memory card slot. It has 1 GB of RAM. It has a...
Well, I think it's never had memory card slot.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It has a 8 megapixel 3000
64 bit processor A8.
Yeah, I know, I'm getting onto that, genius. 8 megapixel 3264 by 2448 pixel autofocus dual LED flash. It has
that's the camera, by the way.
Yeah, that's the camera. It can record 1080p at 60 frames per second and 24 frames per second at 720p.
I thought it was 240 frames per second. No, 240 frames per second
in
slow
motion.
And
then it brings it back down to 60, is it?
I don't know.
It brings it back down to 60 or 30.
Yeah.
Frames per second. It has the Apple A8 chipset. It comes with iOS 8. It has a dual core 1.4 gigahertz Cyclone. It has an accelerometer, a gyro sensor, a proximity sensor, a compass, a barometer,
heart rate monitor. That's one of those, doesn't it?
No.
No, that's the iWatch, sir.
Yeah, it's the iWatch. It does not have
Apple Watch.
Have a radio. It comes in space gray, silver, or gold. It has. Now I'm just going to list off some of its features. It actually.
iOS 8 features, basically.
Yeah, basically active noise cancellation.
Blah, blah, blah.
With
brilliant.
It looks great, to be honest.
The iWatch can tell the time on the Earth and the Moon. It can. That's a fact.
The Moon?
No.
The Moon has a time?
Yep.
Anyway, the battery goes up to 250 hours talk time.
But no one just since they're talking for 340 hours. That'd be kind of
14 sad. Hours on three. Sorry, no, 250 hours standby, 14 hours talk time, 50 hours play time. So, anybody like.
Pretty nice.
Yeah.
It's probably going to deteriorate later on in its life, though, because, I mean, my 4S barely lasts.
Yeah, I'm not going to get the 6 or the 6 Plus, but I might see if I can get the next line.
The 6S or the 6S Plus? Will it be the 6X Plus or the 6 Plus S? It'd be funny if it was the 6 Plus S, it's like, the 6 Plus.
No. It's just like, no. No. Moving on to the 6 Plus.
Also, there is the 6C, which...
Yeah, I know. We talked about this on the podcast because when you pronounce it, it would have sounded like the iPhone sexy. 16.
Yeah.
That could have been a positive marketing strategy, but I don't think so.
But the iPhone 5C didn't do as well as the 5S, did it?
No.
Not by a long shot.
Although, personally, I see a lot more 5Cs than I see 5Ss.
Yeah, I'm seeing more 5Cs.
But this is just around with teenagers.
Yeah. No, but I actually see more 5S's than I do 5C's, and that's with teenagers. So.
Okay.
It's kind of, yeah.
Moving on to the 6 Plus, it is 7.1 millimeters thick, so thicker than the 6.
I think I know what they're going to be doing with the 6C's. You know the way the 5S was introduced? With the iPhone, the 5C was introduced with the 5S, and it was basically an iPhone 5 with a different exterior.
Yeah.
They're probably going to do that with the 6 when they're introducing the 6S.
Yeah, so the 6 Plus.
Also, 6S sounds a bit like success. So the iPhone success and the iPhone sexy. Which is kind of.
Oh. I think we just found our episode title. So. It weighs 172 grams, so heavier than the 6. It has Touch ID. It has
all of the features of the 6, except that it's got a bigger screen, and it can go landscape, which I think is cool.
Yeah.
But 5.5 inches, that's huge.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think 4.7 inch is pretty much the perfect size.
It has the same display as the 6, but it's 5.5 inches. Another 401 PPI pixel
density. It's got a different screen resolution.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Okay.
Jeez, how are you paying attention?
Yeah.
Has multi-touch, same protection, it's no memory card slot. Same camera, but it has optical image stabilization as well. It has this. It can record same video, and it also has optical image stabilization. Do you think that they took the optical image stabilization from Hyperlapse?
Not really sure. That's the Instagram.
It would have
one.
To be something similar because
that's the Instagram time lapse thing. Isn't
yeah,
it? Yeah.
Because Hyperlapse is the only thing I've seen that does something like that. Like. Hyperlapse's stabilization feature is amazing.
Yeah.
I suppose for a time lapse thing, you kind of need it. So yes.
Yeah, but what you could use it for video too because.
Yeah. No, that's pretty cool. I think I doubt Apple stole it from Hyperlapse, especially.
Yeah, I'm not saying that they stole it. What I'm trying to say is, do you think it's very similar?
I wouldn't doubt it. But I mean, Hyperlapse only came out like a month ago.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. We talked about that in the last podcast.
Yeah. Anyway, it has iOS 8. iOS 8.
8 processor.
It has the
it's basically
8.
The same as the 6. Except.
Yeah, but it has 2 gigabytes of RAM.
Wow. Actually, that's
That is huge.
Well, no, there are phones with more. I've heard of. I think.
Are there?
No. I think the Moto X, the new one, has 2 gigs.
Wow.
And so does the Sony Xperia Z3.
Are you actually
and
serious?
Compact. I think so.
2 gigs of RAM.
2 gigs of RAM.
On a phone.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so.
Jeez.
Apple's kind of going toe to toe with them now. I'm not sure about the new Galaxy Note. I think that's got 2 gigs as well. But
I can safely say, though, that it's not going to need 2 gigs.
Yeah.
It won't need the 2 gigs, but it's nice to have it there.
Yeah, but I mean, I'd say that phone is definitely going to age slower than the 6 in that case.
I think that this would, like, I did a blog post about this on my blog. Okay, so, anyway, as I was saying, I did a blog post. I think that the 2 gigabytes of RAM is innovation for the sake of innovation.
Yeah, well, I suppose they were making a bigger phone. They were like, hey, we should fit something in there.
Hey, so, we have like extra room. Let's throw an extra gig of RAM in there. Cause, yeah. You know, why the hell not?
But I think I've heard that the 6 Plus, the main problem with it is, you know, the way the back of them, they're back to just aluminium. They're not glass backs or anything. But apparently it's quite slippery. And for a 5.5-inch phone, I mean, everyone hates the leather backing of the recent Samsung Galaxy Note. But it's grippy. You know, it makes you, if not stop dropping it, it makes you confident that you won't. Whereas, and say LG's new one, I can't remember what it's called, but it's got a pretty big screen. That's got a rounded back so that you can hold it better. But this one, it's straight, and it's just aluminium, and it's quite slippery. So I don't.
For those of you who just heard the banging there, that was me doing a test. I gripped my phone from the side, and it fell. And then I gripped my phone from the front, and it fell much slower.
Yeah. So glass, more grippy.
Or could that just be a ploy to sell more cases? Dun dun dun.
I actually wouldn't be surprised if it was, because I mean, iPhone.
People are reading too much into
it. No, but I mean, Apple's own. Yeah, we're like conspiracy theorists or something. But I mean, Apple's own iPhone cases—they've never been that great, and they've also never sold that well. So they're like, hey, we're selling these cheapish cases.
I really like the silicon case for the 6C.
I mean, 5C. I haven't seen it. Oh, you mean the one with the holes in the back?
Yeah, I really like that.
All right, I haven't tried that, but. Anyway, iWatch.
iWatch.
What is the digital crown? I mean, what do you do with it? I know it's a cool throwback to the whole click wheel.
Like rock climbing with it, and it's like virtually indestructible.
No, I'm saying the digital crown thing on the side that you use to navigate the interface. But it's touchscreen as well. So, I suppose that's used for zooming, I think. But
it's also innovation for
innovation. Oh, and they just discontinued the iPod Classic, which I'm kind of sad about.
What?
But
I'm gonna do my famous. Oh no.
That's famous.
No, it's famous among my circle of friends. Everybody hates it when I do that.
Okay. But
it's sort of a sarcastic. Oh no.
Yeah, I think this is a throwback to the iPod Classic for the sake of having a throwback to the iPod Classic, because a lot of people are sad that they've taken it down.
Yeah, but now you don't really need an iPod Classic because
have a ton of space.
Yeah.
If all you wanted to do with an iPod was listen to music, the iPod Classic was the best.
And they were sturdy as all
hell. Oh, yeah. They never broke.
I had an iPod.
My dad has an iPod Classic, and he still uses it. We got it when I was, like, 6.
Yeah.
And I use that a lot, and I dropped it. I think I dropped it in the stairs once, and it didn't even get a scratch.
Yeah, my mom and dad, they've both got iPod Classics, but this was back before they were called Classics. They were still iPods.
Yeah, they're just the iPod.
Yeah, but they've had them for years, like ages, and they still work fine, and there's nothing wrong with them. There's no cracks or anything, and it has been dropped a ton, both of them. But yeah, and now I think the last iPod Classic they had something like 220 gigs.
Yeah, I think the one that I have at the moment has like 120 gigs.
Well, theirs have just got 30. They're one of the
ones. Yeah, it's something like small, I think.
Yeah, but
like you can get a 120 gig iPhone now.
Yeah, but no one's gonna get that.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you gonna do with 120 gigs on an iPhone?
Do you know
every movie.
No, but you know what they did?
So you need to pay.
Do you know what they did? They kept 16 gigs. They went 16, 64, 120. What they should have done is gone 32, 64, 120.
Yeah, they've just discontinued the 64 gig, the 32 gig one, haven't they?
Yeah, because like 32.
I mean,
gig,
if I had to pick an iPod to get it, an iPhone to get, it'd be the 32 gig one.
Yeah, 32 gigs is perfect for me because it's not the top.
16's a bit too small, but 64 is too big. So,
like I'm gonna get the 64 one now because 16 is too small.
You mean when you get your next iPhone? It's probably gonna be 6S or 7.
Probably the 7.
Yeah, me too, if I'm getting another iPhone. But I mean, like, at that point, my 4S is going to be like... How old? They're like, how old are they now? They're like 3 years?
They're really trying to keep the 4S alive, because I'm pretty sure they're still selling 4S.
No, but I mean, I like my 4S.
What?
It's only in 8 gig models.
Yeah, they sell them in. Why sell them in 8 gig models? 8 gig models are way too small.
Especially for a phone. I mean, an 8 gig iPod Touch is pretty crap. But it's better than having an 8 gig iPhone because you don't have any of the contacts or anything.
Yeah, and especially because the software takes up like 3 gigs.
Yeah. And then with every update, it gets bigger. So, like, iPhone 4S, I'd say if you have an 8 gig model, you'll have about a gig.
Like, I
don't have the latest software update.
Yeah,
but
I'm like an update or two behind. Like, I have the space for it. I don't want to download it because I don't want to run out of space.
Yeah. Let's see. My phone has... The capacity is 13.3 gigabytes out of 16.
Yeah.
So with an 8 gig iPhone, you'd have like 3 gigs. Well, I'd say with iOS 8, you'd have 3 gigs.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you can put a bit of music on it, but like if you put one movie on
the only space, reason I would ever want an 8 gig model of a phone, right,
is if it was one of those indestructible phones that you bring with you when you're like going skydiving,
or like let's say you're a journalist, right, you're an Apple journalist or a technology journalist.
An Apple journalist, you'd be a bit biased.
Whatever, so you're a journalist, right, and you want to test out the new beta software as soon as it comes out, but you don't want to like have it
ruin
screwed with your phone.
So get an 8 gig iPhone 4S.
Yeah.
Well,
so
actually,
like,
the iPhone 4S, iOS 8 probably won't run so well on it. It still can't handle iOS 7 so well.
Yeah, just get a 16 gig iPod Touch and use that.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, the iPod Touch is probably the best option for it.
Anyway, moving on to Apple Watch, because we're 30 minutes into this.
Yeah, Apple Watch. Looks cool. Looks very
cool. It looks cool. I shed a tear when I saw it. A single tear.
Because, I mean, it's been rumored for so long. I mean...
And now it's
thought that Apple was going to make a TV? And they even said it in...
Certain speculists think that...
No, they even said it in the Steve Jobs biography. They said that they'd at least been working on a TV. I'm sure that they'll get there at some point, but it's not in the near future.
It's just going to be like, if they make an Apple TV, it's just going to be the Thunderbolt display with an Apple TV built in.
Yeah.
That like,
and it's bigger.
Yeah, maybe it'll be bigger. Maybe it'll be Retina display. Probably not.
I think a TV with a Retina display would be awesome. I mean, it'll be really expensive, but... I'm actually shocked that they haven't made... You know the way they've made iMacs?
Yeah.
They're way thinner than the Thunderbolt displays now. And the Thunderbolt displays are still thicker than the iMacs. They haven't been updated in years. And they don't have Retina. I think the Thunderbolt displays should have Retina.
That's because I read somewhere a couple of years ago, or no, it was last year, that to power a Retina display of that size, they would have to reinvent Thunderbolt and do a Thunderbolt 2.0.
Intel is making a Thunderbolt 2.0, I think.
What?
I'm pretty sure Intel is making a Thunderbolt 2.0.
Yeah, I know, but...
I mean, even though nobody uses Thunderbolt. But
you can get Thunderbolt storages, and they're meant to be really fast. But
well, yeah, they're faster than USB 3.
Expensive.
I know that much, but they are very expensive. And I mean, only Macs have Thunderbolts. I think, like, HP has, like, a computer that has Thunderbolt. But otherwise, it's... You know...
And
I mean, if there were Thunderbolt sticks, I'd love those. But, like USB sticks, but...
Right, I thought you made an actual, like, twig.
The end of it is Thunderbolt shaped, so you can stick it in, because what else are you going to put in your Thunderbolt drive? Nothing,
so,
that's what.
So, Apple Watch.
Looks cool. I like the little way that you can send little messages to your friends.
Why is that a thing, though? Like, it's cool, but, like, why?
Mm-hmm.
You're like rock climbing.
Why
on
not?
A mountain. You just.
They're like, I'm going to die.
No, like, and you can send the heartbeat too, which is like.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. Why wouldn't you?
There are a lot of
if
reasons
you're a
why.
Formula
yeah.
One race driver.
And you're about.
They need to see if you're panicking or not.
Actually, that is a good idea. Yes. That is, like,
to tell
if there's a pit stop needed, like, in terms of...
Patent pending.
Yeah.
We should actually make an iWatch app for that.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you can't make iWatch apps, though.
Yeah, you can. WatchKit.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that'd
be
great.
Did you not stick around for WatchKit?
I didn't actually see any of it, because I was at supervised study. I didn't see any of the... conference.
Anyway, so Apple Watch.
The iWatch looks really cool, but yeah. I don't remember.
Why is
like,
there? Why is
that's not the iWatch, by the way.
No, I know.
And that's not it. And that's not it. And that's not it.
Why
none
is
of those
Apple,
are the iWatch.
Why is Apple Watch
none
Edition
those,
yeah. a thing? Like, Apple Watch Edition is.
Apple Watch. No, it's called Apple Watch, not iWatch.
Fair enough.
Like, Apple Watch Edition is Apple Watch, but in gold. Why?
Yeah, I mean, and like, there's Apple Watch Fit, but it's just Apple Watch in rubber, from what I can tell. It's the same.
But you can do that anyway, because they said that you can change the straps.
Yeah.
So, like, there's no point. You could just...
Why don't they just have one iWatch that you can change the straps? Watch.
I don't know.
Sorry, I wish they'd just called it an iWatch. Jesus. Anyway, it's also being billed as more of an iPhone accessory than...
Yeah.
Which I'm not sure they should do, because
yeah.
every smartwatch is doing that. And I think you need, like, an iPhone 5 or...
No, Samsung released... Or announced an Apple Watch. Not an Apple Watch. They announced a smartwatch that you don't have to connect to your phone.
Yeah, but
yeah,
smartwatches are supposed to be crap.
That's the whole point of an iWatch. Because like, you don't want to be syncing it to your iPhone with Bluetooth.
And I think, don't you need a 5 or above for the iWatch?
Yeah.
So if you don't have an iPhone 5, the functionality will be extremely limited. You know, it's...
What could you eat? No,
one smartwatch that
extremely
I think
limited. Extremely limited. You would have a nice and shiny box.
Yeah, well, I think it could tell the time if you didn't have a link to it.
No, it can't.
It's a watch. It has to be able to tell
the
time.
It can't function without the... I'm pretty sure it cannot function without the iPhone.
Smartwatch that I think looks really interesting is the Motorola Moto 360. Have you seen it?
I have not.
It's round.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, and It's pretty thin.
Oh, I think I saw that, yeah. I would like
to imagine the engineering that must have gone into that to try and make a round screen. That, you know...
Yeah.
I think it's, like, sold out on day one, though. So.
The Apple Watch has curved edges.
Yeah, but it's not a round screen. It's still a square screen.
Yeah, I know, like...
And there's a camera on it. There's
iWatch.
A camera on...
Why? Especially if you
have because
to connect
have,
it to...
Because you would have to do this.
You'd have to, like, pull your phone all the way out of your pocket.
Oh,
I mean, why
no.
have a camera on it if you need to connect to a phone in the first place?
Yeah.
Anyway, I think we should wrap that up.
Yep. Anyway, we're going to wrap it up here. Thank you again for listening. We will see you next week. I have been Kevin Smith.
I have been.
But
you are not.
Yes, I'm changing my name to Jesus Aces. I'm changing my name to Jesus Aces as of next week. So I have been here with Harry and Kieran. Say goodbye, people.
Bye.
Bye.
And we will see you all next week.
Bye.
Bye.